Load dish 9.1. Molecular definition of a gene. As we saw in Chapter 8, genes can be defined by classical genetic analysis, e.g., complementation analysis of mutant phenotypes. Most such mutation-defined genes affect the function of a single protein. However, some mutations affect several proteins simultaneously, and some mutations affect only one of two related proteins encoded in the same region of DNA. Understanding how such phenomena occur requires knowledge of the molecular structure of genes and the mechanisms of mRNA synthesis. In molecular terms, a gene commonly is defined as the entire nucleic acid sequence that is necessary for the synthesis of a functional polypeptide. According to this definition, a gene includes more than the nucleotides encoding the amino acid sequence of a protein, referred to as the coding region. A gene also includes all the DNA sequences required for synthesis of a particular RNA transcript. In some prokaryotic genes, DNA sequences controlling the initiation of transcription by RNA polymerase can lead thousands of base pairs from the coding region. In eukaryotic genes, transcription control regions known as enhancers can lead 50 kilobytes or more from the coding region. Other critical non-coding regions in eukaryotic genes are the sequences that specify three cleavage and polyadenylation poly-A sites and splicing of primary RNA transcripts. Mutations in these RNA processing signals prevent expression of the functional mRNA and thus of the encoded polypeptide. Although most genes are transcribed into mRNAs, which encode proteins, clearly some DNA sequences are transcribed into RNAs that do not encode proteins, e.g., tRNAs and rRNAs. However, because the DNA that encodes tRNAs and rRNAs can cause specific phenotypes, when they are mutated, these DNA regions generally are referred to as tRNA and rRNA genes, even though the final products of these genes are RNA molecules and not proteins. Many other RNA molecules described in later chapters also are transcribed from non-protein coding genes. Bacterial operons produce polycistronic mRNAs. As discussed in Chapter 4, genes encoding enzymes involved in related functions often are located next to each other in bacterial chromosomes. For example, the five genes encoding the enzymes required to synthesize the amino acid tryptophan from simple precursor molecules map in one contiguous stretch of the E. coli genome, figure 9.1a. This cluster of genes comprises a single transcription unit referred to as an operon. The full set of genes is transcribed to produce a single 7 kilobytes mRNA molecule. Ribosomes initiate translation at the beginning of each of the genes in this mRNA, producing the five polypeptides required for tryptophan synthesis. Synthesistrin is defined as a genetic unit that encodes a single polypeptide. TRP mRNA, which encodes several polypeptides, is said to be polycistronic. One consequence of the arrangement of bacterial genes into operons is that a single mutation can influence the expression of several proteins. For example, if a single point mutation, e.g., a base pair change, in the transcription control region of the TRP operon prevents initiation of transcription by RNA polymerase, then expression of all five of the polypeptides required for tryptophan synthesis is eliminated. Most eukaryotic mRNAs are monocistronic and contain introns. In contrast to polycistronic mRNAs, which are common in prokaryotes, most eukaryotic transcription units produce mRNAs that encode only one protein. This distinction correlates with a fundamental difference in mRNA translation in prokaryotes and eukaryotes. As explained in Chapter 4, a bacterial polycistronic mRNA contains multiple ribosome binding sites located near the start sites for all the protein coding regions in the mRNA. As a consequence, translation initiation can begin at internal sites in a polycistronic mRNA molecule, producing multiple proteins, see figure 4.17a. In most eukaryotic mRNAs, however, the 5-cap structure directs ribosome binding, and translation begins at the closest AUG start codon, see figure 437. As a result, only the sequence following the first AUG in an mRNA is translated. The primary transcripts of eukaryotic protein-coding genes generally are processed into a single type of mRNA, which is translated to give a single type of polypeptide, see figure 4.19. Such eukaryotic mRNAs and their corresponding genes are monocistronic. Although the primary transcripts of some protein-coding genes are processed into more than one type of mRNA, each mRNA is translated into a single polypeptide. Unlike bacterial and yeast genes, which generally lack introns, most genes in higher animals and plants contain introns, which are removed during RNA processing. In many cases, the introns in a gene are considerably longer than the exons. Thus, of the 50,000 base pairs composing many human genes encoding average-size proteins, more than 95% are present in introns and non-coding 5 and 3 regions. Many large proteins in higher organisms have repeated domains and are encoded by genes consisting of repeats of similar exons separated by introns of variable length. For instance, fibronectin, a component of the extracellular matrix, is encoded by a gene containing multiple copies of 3 types of exons. Another example is the largest known human gene, the mutation-defined DMD gene, which is associated with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The DMD gene, containing more than 2 million base pairs, is longer than the entire Haemophilus influenzae genome. Simple and complex transcription units are found in eukaryotic genomes. Eukaryotic genes that produce a single type of mRNA, encoding a single protein, are called simple transcription units. Mutations in exons, introns, and transcription control regions all may influence the expression of proteins encoded by simple transcription units, figure 9.1b. Unlike some mutations in bacterial operons, which can affect multiple proteins, mutations in simple eukaryotic transcription units can affect only one protein. Although many transcription units in eukaryotes are simple, complex transcription units are quite common in multicellular organisms. The primary RNA transcript encoded by complex transcription units can be processed in more than one way by use of alternative poly-A sites or splice sites, leading to formation of mRNAs containing different exons. For example, a transcription unit that contains 2 or more poly-A sites can produce different mRNAs, each having the same 5 exons, but distinct 3 exons, figure 9.2a. Another type of alternative RNA processing, called exon skipping, produces mRNAs with the same 5 and 3 exons, but different internal exons, figure 9.2b. Examples of both types of alternative RNA processing occur during sexual differentiation in Drosophila, see figure 11.26. Commonly, one mRNA is produced from a complex transcription unit in some cell types, and an alternative mRNA is made in other cell types. For example, differences in RNA splicing of the primary fibronectin transcript in fibroblasts and hepatocytes determines whether or not the secreted protein includes domains that adhere to cell surfaces, see figure 11.24. A mutation in the control region, or in an exon shared by alternative mRNAs, will affect all the alternative proteins encoded by a given complex transcription unit. On the other hand, mutations in an exon present in only one of the alternative mRNAs will affect only the protein encoded by that mRNA. As a consequence, the relationship between the molecular definition of a gene and a genetic complementation group is not always straightforward for complex transcription units. For example, the complex transcription unit shown in figure 9.2a encodes 2 proteins that have the same N-terminal sequence, encoded by their common 5 exons, and different C-terminal sequences, encoded by their unique 3 exons. Mutation B affects the protein encoded by mRNA1, and mutation C the protein encoded by mRNA2. Mutations B and C complement each other in a genetic complementation test, even though they occur in the same gene, because a chromosome with mutation B can express a normal protein encoded by the lower mRNA, and a chromosome with mutation C can express a normal protein encoded by the upper mRNA. However, a chromosome with mutation in an exon common to both mRNAs would not complement either mutation B or C. In other words, mutation would be in the same complementation groups as mutations B and C, even though B and C would not be in the same complementation group. Summary. In molecular terms, a gene is the entire DNA sequence required for synthesis of a functional protein or RNA molecule. In addition to the coding regions exons, a gene includes transcription control regions, and sometimes introns. Although the majority of genes encode proteins, some encode tRNAs, rRNAs, and other types of RNA. Most bacterial genes have no introns, whereas most genes of multicellular organisms do. The introns in human genes encoding average-size proteins are often much longer than the exons. Many bacterial proteins with related functions are encoded by contiguous genes regulated by a single transcription control region. This type of gene cluster, called an operon, is transcribed into a single, polycistronic mRNA, see figure 9-1a, which is translated to yield several different proteins. Most eukaryotic transcription units are transcribed into monocistronic mRNAs, each of which is translated into a single protein. The primary transcript produced from a simple eukaryotic transcription unit is processed into a single type of mRNA, see figure 9-1b. The primary transcript produced from a complex eukaryotic transcription unit can be processed into two or more different mRNAs depending on the choice of splice sites and/or polyadenylation sites, see figure 9-2. In the case of many complex units, one mRNA is produced in one cell type, while an alternative mRNA is produced in a different cell type.